Love wins. That is the mega trending hashtag being used to commemorate the victory of marriage equality. It expresses a beautiful sentiment, a simple human truth. It addresses the problem of inequality by invoking the one thing that can unite us all, and that is love. Hi everybody and welcome to the Rainbow Channel. My name is Tony Polinis and I'm your host. Well, today I am so excited because finally I am talking about this rather unique yet special yet super sensitive topic to a lot of people. I am joined by a couple who will share their love story leading to their marriage, and I hope you will enjoy this endearing conversation of me, Miguel and Winlove. I present to you Mr. and Mr. Winlove Chavez. And welcome to the podcast. Today, I'm very, very excited because with me is a couple that I've waited for quite a long time, but it's actually worth the wait. Sabi ko, if I'm going to talk about this subject, sila lang talaga yung kailangan kong kausapin. Please welcome Mr. and Mr. Winlove Chavez. Hi, guys. Hi, Ashley Migs. Hi, Winlove.
Hi, Tony. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Hi, Tony.
Gusto niyo yun, Mr. and Mr. Winlove
Chavez. Mr. and Mr.
Ayan.
Very mag-asawa.
True.
Yung kayo ba, nagpalit na kayo ng ano, ng surname? Hindi pa?
Hindi pa. So we're retaining our names. Mm-hmm. I mean, kasi syempre, di ba, Filipino citizens pa rin kasi kami.
Ah, yeah.
Di ba? So, syempre, back home in our country, as you know, walang recognition ng same-sex marriage.
Mm.
So, we don't have a choice but to retain our name. Di ba?
But
so,
given a chance, if it can happen, like, i-hyphenate namin ang mga apelido namin.
Yes. We did talk about that.
Yes,
diba?
We did.
Yes. Well, okay, before we start, I wanted to ask, okay, definition muna tayo. So, what is love? Ashton, what is love for you?
Ang hirap naman. No, love for me is commitment. Okay? And for me, that's the highest, you know, the highest form. It's kasi di ba parang usually, pag sinasabi nating love, kadalasan nandun tayo sa feeling, right? And for me, it starts with the feeling, di ba? Yun naman yung foundation, di ba? Yung parang kinikilig ka, then there's passion, those are important, di ba? And actually, important foundation yon. But over time talaga, what sustains love is commitment. It's a decision to stay in the relationship or you know to stay in the marriage every single day, diba? But using the foundation of what each of you have earned, yung kung ano yung mga naitago nyo over the years, diba? Yung you know to remind you every day na oo nga pala, diba? Na ito yung feelings that I've invested in this relationship. Ito yung passion that I've invested. Ito yung mga pinagdaanan namin at pagdadaanan pa namin. And so I am choosing and I am deciding to be with this person every single day. Diba? So, I guess yun yung gusto kong ma-highlight about love. Pero may disclaimer ako. Ibig sabihin ba nun parang wala nang kilig? The good thing is, at least for us, for some reason, andun pa rin yung kilig. Kinikilig pa rin ako. Diba? Napupugian pa rin ako sa kanya. Yes, I still find him sexy. Diba? In the same way I've met him 10 years ago. Diba? So yun. So yun yung sa akin. Love is a commitment. But it's built on a strong foundation. Diba? And that strong foundation builds up and sustains the love throughout the years. Ayan, yan ang aking answer. Okay.
Tony, I think if I may say, Miguel just described how our relationship had been for the past 10 years. And I think that is a summary and a fulfilling story of love. And I think I should know love because of my name. it has always been there. Like, bakit win love? And I, but going back to your question, love for me is something that is, as Miguel mentioned, it's commitment. It's the foundation of commitment, the foundation of trust, and the foundation of happiness. Because at the end of the day, what you want to fulfill is to have that endless and unconditional happiness when you are with someone who you are fully in love with, whether you are feeling emotionally or physically. But I think the end goal that you want to embody in your relationship is that happiness at the end. And I think that is what is happening with between the two of us. We've never missed a night before sleeping na I love you, boy. Fee.
Na hindi nagsasabi na I love you. Yes. No? Oo nga, no?
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. Because I know for I know that, you know, life is short. Life may be short. Pero at least yung sa panahon na yon or sa oras na yon, we encapsulate the day with our testimonial of being still in love with each other every night, every day.
Do you have a term of endearment?
Boyfie.
That's so cute. That's so cute.
Yeah.
How long have you been married?
Oh, 6 years. So actually, Tony, tamang-tama tong episode na to.
Correct.
Kasi this Sunday, we're going to be celebrating our 6th year wedding.
Wow, anniversary. Look at that picture.
So yung hashtag #MigsWinLove, it actually started 6 years ago. Para siyang hashtag when we decided to get married. Kasi yung time na yun, medyo dun yung mga time na nauso yung mga hashtag, remember. And siguro share lang natin, Boyfie. Kasi kinasal kami sa Las Vegas.
So, oh, okay.
Correct, sa Nevada. So, ano ba siya? Parang supposedly magbabakasyon lang talaga kami sa US. And then,
that September of 2015.
So nakabook lang.
That we will be having our vacation in the US.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, in June of 2015, hashtag love wins happened in the US, where in all of the states actually legalized the same-sex marriage. So
you were just lucky that you were there.
So walang planong magpakasal. Kumbaga, the original plan was the original plan was for us to, you know, to go to the US for our vacation. So it was, you know, it was supposed to be our first time traveling to the US for vacation.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, kasi even before getting married, we've been together since 2011. Kami naging couple.
All right.
Tapos okay. 2015 nung magbabakasyon na kami, nung June to September yung vacation namin, so nakabook na yung ticket. Pero nung June, remember yung sinabi nga ni Winlove na love wins.
Mm-hmm.
So siguro educate lang natin yung audience in case your audience may not everyone may be familiar. That was the time when the US Supreme Court made a ruling to recognize same-sex marriage across all the states in the United States. And then all of a sudden, we all woke up, di ba, na hashtag love wins. Parang the entire world was celebrating that the US was finally recognizing same-sex marriage. Tapos, nung lumabas yung article na yon, sa daming news article, ano na naalala mo? Di ba daming news article online? Naalala mo yon?
Yeah.
Ako, I forwarded that story, that ano ba to? That article.
Article.
Share ko sa wall ko. Tapos tinag ko siya. Sabi ko, win love. Parang game or parang let's do it? ? So parang apparently, and then all of a sudden, nag-flood ang replies na congratulations. So parang everyone thought in the entire world na shucks, nag-propose ba si Miguel virtually? So tapos, kwento mo, hindi siya nag-reply at all. Tapos parang hundreds and hundreds and hundreds na yung mga nag-comment. Diba? Correct. Congratulations! Ganyan, so...
Yeah, because Miguel posted it on Facebook, right? So, 2015 back then, Facebook was on a height, right?
Yeah.
So, everybody was almost every time nasa Facebook. So, ako naman, nasa meeting. Since I was working in an advertising agency. And after that meeting, people were congratulating me right after Winlove. Congratulations,
Miguel.
Miguel and Winlove is happily like, how are you talking about? Oh, you haven't checked your Facebook. Check it. He's proposing. What? So yun, so para naging proposal yung ginawa niya sa Facebook.
Kinikilig na po.
Yeah.
Pero in hindsight, Tony, nung time na yun, honestly, parang I didn't realize, hindi yun yung objective ko for sharing that. Nakakaloka lang. Pero parang, dahil tinawagan ko siya, sabi ko, oh my gosh, I think everyone is thinking that I proposed. Tapos hindi ka nag-reply.
So, oh my God. Paano kung halimbawa ang inisip ni, ano, ni Winlove na, oo nga, nag-propose, tapos binawi mo?
hindi ko na binawi. So parang we just kept quiet for a while. Mm. So parang kumbaga it just parang hindi kami nag-activate. Mm. Pero after noon, we did talk about, but you know what? Because to be fair, even before that kasi we've always thought of each other as like life partners naman. Mm. Parang we felt that you know we were committed to each other, but going to the next level of magpapakasal ba tayo, mm-hmm. say in the US, are we gonna do that? And obviously we don't wanna be pressured na dahil parang it was seen as a proposal, so parang mape-pressure na kami na magpapakasal na lang. So we didn't immediately decide on it. There was a sign, remember, sa Shangri-La. So like I guess June yun, diba? So July, August, September. Parang 2 months before kami umalis, papuntang US, we went to Shangri-La in Ortigas. Mm-hmm. Tapos we were, and parang nagko-coffee kami dun sa hotel lobby. And we were, parang we were trying to decide, are we gonna do it? Are we gonna get married? And then when we asked each other that question, a flower girl, remember Boyfie? A flower girl walked in front of us.
Oh my God!
Like, wala namang kasal dun sa nung time na yon. Mm. I don't know. But just for some reason, just a flower girl wearing a flower girl attire with flowers walked in front of us. And we looked at each other and then we just smiled and said na, yes, I think we have to do it. So parang we took it as a sign na parang
yeah. Ayun. Okay. So like in every relationship, no, na parang pag matagal na, you kind of plan already where are we going? Where are we heading? Mm-hmm. Are we heading for a long haul ba? Or are we just dating? And then syempre pag matagal na, people get to talk about settling down, and one of those settling down will be getting married. So napag-uusapan na rin din naman pala, just like normal couple.
Correct. It's just that, siguro kasi nga siyempre Pilipino tayo, nasa Philippines tayo, hindi siya default. Diba? Hindi siya automatic. Diba? Parang hindi siya automatic destination ng dalawang same sex na nagmamahalan. Mm. So that's why for us, and maybe not just for us, but I guess in general, for same sex couples, diba, it's really an intentional discussion or an intentional conversation that has to happen. Kasi hindi siya automatic eh. Hindi siya nakasanayan. Oo. Diba? So,
parang kasi, diba, pagka matagal ng, yung pagka babae at lalaki, pag matagal na, parang automatic that na ang pag-uusapan nila is papakasal, thinking down and all. Like, with the same sex relationship, parang laging, at pangarap na lang natin magpapakasal. It's not something na kailangan natin gawin. We're just less settling down for the long haul of being committed and being together.
True.
Correct.
And I think pagkakataon ng September, dahil napag-usapan nyo na rin naman, so you just did it.
Yes. Correct. So actually, yung wedding namin, the good thing was, alam mo naman ang Las Vegas, di ba? Parang it's a big business for them to execute, weddings. Na sobra siyang para kang nag-Amazon, ganun. Para kang nag-online shopping, pupunta ka lang sa isang... So marami silang provider. So mag-online ka lang, tapos parang... And then you can arrange your wedding very, you know, quickly. So like, ang ganda ng wedding namin kasi parang nakakuha kami nung choice namin in terms of anong klaseng wedding yung gusto namin. Nauso yung hashtag Migs Win Love. Kasi syempre kinasal kami sa US and unfortunately karamihan sa family members namin and friends namin nasa Pilipinas. But fortunately yung napili namin na venue, meron silang capability to do the wedding live streamed.
Oh, wow.
So, oh, so may website sila. So, napalivestream namin yung wedding namin. So, kaya naglagay kami ng hashtag Makes Win Love. Tapos, as in like a lot of our families and friends, talagang inabangan nila 2 a.m. sa Pilipinas.
Wow.
Yung kasal namin. Mm. Diba ganun ka, this oras ng madaling araw. Pero everyone was watching. And people were doing screenshot. People were parang, and then they were, so even if they weren't able to attend the wedding physically, they were able to attend virtually. And then using yung hashtag Makes Win Love nga, parang people would post their congratulatory messages on social media, tapos take screenshots. So parang in a way, napanood, parang we felt that andun din sila. Tapos maganda yung camera kasi multiple angle yung camera. Diba?
Wow!
And if we can just mention, it's Chapel of the Flowers.
Yeah.
In Las Vegas, Nevada. So they had that service, the limousine service, the
all
minister,
the works,
all the works, the photographers, the cameras, everything.
You got so married to a chapel na merong flower. Tapos ang sign nyo was a flower girl.
It's a flower girl, yes.
Yeah, I actually, oh man, ngayon ko lang yung
na-realize.
Yeah, hindi namin sinasadya yan.
Diba? Hindi nyo naisip pa.
Oo nga.
At the flower girl namin ay ang kanyang kapatid.
They're there.
Ay, fair pala.
Wow. Di ba sabi sa mga ano, mga couple na nagpapakasal, may pamamanhikan, may mga pagpapaalam. What about you guys? You went through that before or they know already na, oh, you're committed naman eh. So getting married is not going to be a remote idea for the two of them.
Hi, Tony, okay. Very good question. So siguro, magkaiba kasi kami ng family background.
Okay.
So sige, what we can do is I'll talk about mine and then he'll talk about mine. And then may moment na yung parents, yung mommy ko at mommy niya, actually they talk. So let's share that. And okay. I think, Tony, maganda yung tanong mo kasi, you know what, the family plays an important role on
absolutely.
So siguro I'll start. Yung sa akin kasi, yung side of my family is a bit more on the progressive side. So sa family kasi namin, yung my dad kasi passed away na a year before we got married. Pero the good news was my dad actually met Win Love. And super approved yung dad ko kay Win Love. So I know na even if my dad wasn't able to make it to our wedding, I'm sure he would have supported it all the way. And then yung mom ko naman was super supportive. Sa family kasi namin, yung principle namin as a family is parang susuportahan ka namin kung saan ka masaya. So we will support you whatever makes you happy as long as you know, you don't harm other people. So parang yun yung basic principle that we live in as a family. And then yung kuya ko, actually, yung kuya ko kasi is US Navy. So he actually flew to Las Vegas to attend the wedding. So my mom and my brother, they were there. So my mom, hinatid niya ako sa aisle. Yung kuya ko, yun siya yung ring bearer and best man ko. Parang ganon. So, pero iba kay Win Love. So yeah. Kung Win Love, paano daw sa'yo?
So it's a different story naman. And I think marami sa mga audiences mo, Tony, would be able to relate because my family is very traditional, religious in a way. My mom serves in the church. And with that being said, very, kumbaga, sarado katoliko ba? What's important for us is always to seek the blessing of the family because at the end of the day, it's the peace of mind that you would have as a couple. I think yun yung forever mo dapat isipin kasi hanggat panatag ka sa loob mo na may basbas ka ng mga magulang mo at ng pamilya mo, that will actually be make you a better couple. And I bravely ask for that. Having said na sarado katoliko ang aking mga magulang, I asked them, Mapa, I am getting married with Miguel. At kilala naman na nila si Miguel. Kasi nilaunch ko na siya ng isang Christmas.
Sa family event.
Sa isang family event na Christmas dinner. Ayun, tapos na nagulat sila kasi first time nila makita si Miguel noon. Pero dahil magaling kumanta si Miguel, so they wonder, Miguel won the hearts of my family. At dahil mahilig sa karaoke ang tatay ko.
Hindi kasi Tony, medyo grabe yung ginawa niya, di ba? Like he was never out.
Yes.
So beforehand, hindi siya out sa family niya. So nung nag-out siya, kasi di ba normally process yan, mag-out ka muna, pag nag-out ka, tsaka ka later on magdadala ng partner, di ba? Hindi yung one-time big time. So sa kanya, nung what made him decide to come out was because we became together nung 2011. So that alone yung coming out niya, medyo... kumbaga parang pasabog na parang parang hey I'm parang alam mo hey I'm gay but by the way here's my partner, di ba? So parang parang sabay, pero the good news was syempre ang miscongeniality tayo, so so parang feeling ko naman pumasa ako with flying colors sa tsaka sa buong family, hindi lang sa parents,
hindi lang sa nuclear family ko kundi sa extended family ko.
Yes, sa clan niya.
And so, I think I used that 4 years since we were already discussing 2015. So since 2011 to 2015, nakita nila how I've grown up with Miguel, how I've become very happy with Miguel, and how I've been contented with the life that I was having with him. That being said, I want to make sure that walang mali sa magiging decision ko, because I'm actually marrying the person whom I dearly love, and I am, which I have truly loved. Okay? To a point, nag-iiyakan na kami, nag-iiyakan na yung nanay ko, yung tatay ko, na parang na, heartbreaking yung tanong na, kailangan mo ba, mo ba talagang gawin yan?
Kasi okay naman na daw sila na tayo, di ba? Oh,
kasi okay na sila that we live in, okay? Mm-hmm. Pero kailangan mo pa ba talagang gawin yung step na magpakasal kayo? Mm-hmm. And I said, bravely, yes, kailangan ko siya. Kailangan ko siya kasi mahal ko siya. Kailangan ko siya kasi gusto kong ideklara sa buong mundo that I am loving Miguel and I will be with him forever.
Grabe, goosebumps ako doon.
So with that, talagang iyak talaga sila. But then again, nakikita mo yung sadness sa luha nila na somehow I kind of disappointed them. Because of not fulfilling the typical family that they would have, but then again, I gave them the perspective that it's the happiness that I will be actually having in the long run, right? So kesa ikahunyo ako sa typical standard of a family, I think that will not make me happy.
Yeah.
But let me be, because I will prove to you and to everyone that this is a relationship and this is a family that will work and we can call it our own. So, yun, binigyan nila ako ng bus. My mom was actually able to fly with me for our wedding in Las Vegas. Unfortunately, the other members in my family didn't have the US visa back then. So, it was only my mom who was able to attend.
Wow.
And I think to close the loop there, Tony, it was actually our mothers who walked us through the aisle, on the aisle sa kasal namin. So parang it's a testimonial na talagang they have accepted us.
Oo. And siguro i-qualify lang natin, no, na parang syempre nung nagsabi si Winlove sa parents niya na magpapakasal na parang nalungkot na iyak. Ako naman feeling ko it wasn't against me.
Oh, no.
Parang, parang feeling ko it wasn't that they were against me. I felt that, I guess, kumbaga parang siyang nako-confirm lang na shucks, iba talaga yung anak ko. Hindi ito yung inaasahan ko. Mm-hmm. I guess it's coming from a certain expectation that wasn't met. So to be fair with them, hindi naman nila ever pinafeel sa akin na hindi nila, like, that parang naayon nila sa akin. Or parang alam mo yun. So, I siguro i-share lang din natin. Pagdating kasi sa US, yung mom ko kasi has always been in the US. So nag-meet yung mom ni Winlove and yung mom ko dito sa US. Tapos apparently, nag-usap pala sila. So yung parang magbalay. Before the wedding. Tapos,
so they met first time.
First time they were meet. Oo. So si mommy ni Winlove, talk to my mom. And yung mommy ni Winlove, si Mama Mila.
Mama Mila and Mommy Irene.
So, Mama Mila talked to my mom, Mommy Irene, sabi niya na parang, and she voiced out her, you know, her concerns, her hesitations. And yung mom ko, you know, the progressive that she is, sabi naman niya na parang, you know what, alam mo, dahil kung talagang mahal natin ang mga anak natin, as parents, ang duty natin is to counsel them, is to guide them and to advise them. But at the end of the day, we need to let them make the decision, and whatever decision that is, diba, we need to support them.
Mm.
So, and I think that conversation between my mom and his mom kind of helped, you know, si Mama Mila, yung mom ni Winlove, to, you know, to sort of be more confident about supporting the decision.
Yeah. And diba? I think with parents din naman, it's pretty normal. Kasi, di ba, parang, especially pag may ikakasal na bata pa, or kagagraduate
ganun din.
Pa, parang ganun yung dinararamdaman nila. Parang, have I disappointed my mom or my parents? Kasi parang ang lungkot nila. It's not because nalulungkot sila na dun sa tao na pakakasalan, but it's more of, kasi each parents have big dreams for their kids, diba? Yeah. So parang ganun lang yun. So, in a normal couple, ganun lang din yung nararamdaman nila. And more so with the two of you, it's the same thing. It's a normal feeling of a parent, I guess.
Correct.
So, walang nag-propose. Literal. Walang nag-propose sa inyo.
Sa aming dalawa.
Oo. So, parang yun na yung proposal na nangyari.
Oo, parang in a way, parang ako tuloy yung nag-propose, di ba? If you think about it. So parang ako nga yun, sige na, okay, fine. Parang ako na nga yun nag-propose, di ba? Ayan, tapos.
Yeah. So you're enjoying your marriage for how many years now?
For 6 years.
6 years.
6 years on Sunday.
Okay.
So we've been together for 10 years and married for 6 years. Ayan.
Ah, okay. Now, Winlove, what is the best thing about Miguel as a husband?
Oh. ayoko umiyak.
No one will see it. Yeah,
because podcast. I think Miguel knows already that ako yung light. Ako yung dramatic sa...
Siya mas emotional.
Sa relationship. Uh-huh. Very emotional. And I'm an ugly crier. Sabi nga nila. Miguel is a gift to me, Tony. When I was in college, I was always praying to God. I was going to the UP Chapel almost every Sunday, praying to God that na sana makilala ko yung tao na para sa akin. And that's why Miguel, I consider him as a gift of God to me, because he made me feel fulfilled again. He made me feel complete. He made me realize that I can be better from the person whom he met before, because he was able to push me further. He was able to bring out the better and the best in me. Yun yung something na hindi ko makakalimutan or na talagang ite-treasure ko from Miguel, because he is always there for me whenever I need him. There are definitely many ups and downs in a relationship, or even in my career, or you know, some personal struggles. But Miguel, being an HR in him,
he was able to ask him. Pinapagana ang pagiging HR.
Correct. Gamit natin yan pati sa personal life.
He was able to actually help me navigate in the life's journey, in my career's journey. And I am very grateful that he's able to guide me through. And he's giving me a different perspective of things, right? And because of that, he is able to bring out a bigger perspective and a bigger action plan that I can do on my own, and I can do for us, and I can do for my office or for my team. So I think yun yung something na talagang ite-treasure ko with this relationship, and I'm very, very thankful to God that God has given Miguel to me.
Yeah.
So I answered prayers si Miguel, Tony, just so you know. And I think importante na talaga pinagdadasal din talaga siya. Mm-hmm. And yun nga, galing ako sa isang sarado Katoliko pamilya. So, nanalig din naman ako na sooner or later, darating din siya sa akin. And I know lalaki siya.
Diba, no? It's amazing how powerful prayer talaga. Kasi lahat naman nagdadasal na bigyan ng partner and all. Ako nga, minsan awkward pa ako eh. Yung tipong, hihingin ko ba to? Dadasalin ko ba to? Parang awkward pa ako. Pero sabi ko, Father God naman is a loving Father. Kailangan idasal mo lang ko ano yung gusto mong idasal. And then if it's meant for you, it's going to happen. Good. So what about you, Ashti Migs? What's the best quality of, ano naman, when love as a husband? Or what is he like as a husband?
Alam mo, okay, so many dimensions, so many things that's great about when love. Ako naman, feeling ko napakaswerte ko, sa totoo lang. I mean, I'm lucky to have met him and, you know, and he eventually became my partner and then my husband. But siguro if I were to enumerate, number one, whatever success I am achieving in life or in my career, it's because of Win Love. So, I mean, he has always been my number one supporter. As in talagang, he supports me in every career opportunity or career, you know, or in any endeavor that I want to pursue. So from a career standpoint, so alam mo naman, Tony, di ba? I'm working for a multinational company. And, you know, as part of my career, the company has relocated me, you know, as an expat to different countries. So I moved to, at one point, like Singapore ako, at then I moved to Thailand for 4 years. And then now the company moved me to the US. And every single time, when love was willing to, you know, to adjust also from a career standpoint and, you know, and be with me and follow me, diba? And considering na si Win Love himself, he also has his own career and he's very successful. He is equally successful at what he does, diba? So, diba, minsan sinasabi nila na parang, you know, parang pag dalawang couple magsasucceed, parang ang hirap pagsabayan. Pero parang Win Love has always been able and has always allowed me to flourish in my career and support and follow me. So swerte ako doon. Like, that's number one. Number two, sobrang mahal niya ako to the point na minahal niya lahat ng mahal ko. Like, I've been through certain episodes in my life, including what I had to go through, you know, sa family ko, sa immediate family ko, when my dad passed away, we were at my lowest, like we were having financial struggles back then in 2014, diba? Pero si Win Love never left me, diba? In fact, you know, he really considered my parents as his parents, hindi pa kami kasal noon. He looked at my dad, you know, as if daddy niya yon. I didn't even realize my dad reached out to Win Love, for example, to ask for financial help. And Win Love didn't, you know, tell me back then, but he just, you know, like willingly helped out my dad. And it only goes to show, diba, you know, how much he loved my family because he loved me. Yun naman yun, diba? Ano pa ba? Tsaka, sobra siyang thoughtful. Every single day, he makes me feel that I am loved. He makes me feel na he's very romantic. Alam mo yon, like he never misses out on any important occasion. Alam mo yon, sweet siya. He still brings me flowers. He makes everything grand for me. Alam mo yung pag may mga important milestones on birthday, alam mo yung papasok ka sa office at may bouquet of flowers. Na sinasabi nga nung mga office mates kong babae, napofrustrate sila. Nakasal din naman sila ng 10 years, yung mga asawa daw nila, nakalimutan na silang padala ng bulak-ulak. Ako daw, for whatever occasion, walang mintis, parati daw may something special. Parang may something special for me. Diba? I mean, like, I don't know, like, I couldn't ask for anything more. Tapos lahat ng racket ko, even yung mga Ashley Knights, Tony, like, siya ang PA ko. Siya lahat ang... Siya tumutulong sa akin sa kung saan man ang ano. So, I'm just so lucky kasi sobrang mahal niya ako. I would say he's so generous, he's so thoughtful, he's so loving. So, yeah. So, I don't know. Like, I can go on and on and on what his best qualities are. Diba? So, ayun.
Nakakatuwa, like, ano, like, the usual husband and wife, someone will always be the supportive partner based on career. Sometimes there are, you know, families who get separated because another person has to work abroad, and another partner needs to be that supportive. And just like the two of you, husband and husband, but you get that same, you know, same experience, that one is very loving, one is very supportive. And yeah, marrying the family of your partner, which is the same way as husband and wife, they married their own family as well, which is so amazing. Na nakikita, diba?
Pare. Actually, Tony, since nabanggit mo yan, siguro yung gusto ko lang ding idagdag, I guess ano ba yung isa sa mga secret, no? I think what worked for both of us in terms of our relationship and then now our marriage is we always have togetherness in whatever journey we embark on. Parati siyang, it's a family decision. Diba? All career decisions is a family decision. So, kumbaga, tinatanong ng mga tao minsan, sino yung lead career? Ako ba or siya ba ang lead career? And the answer always is, the lead career is whoever will get that bigger opportunity that will in turn be best for our family. When I say our family, meaning that's me and Win Love. So, pwedeng ako ngayon, pwedeng next 2 years, kung siya naman yung mas may opportunity, ako naman yung magpo-follow, ako naman yung susunod. Diba? Pero, and we're always conscious about that. So we're never ever gonna make individual career decisions that will be detrimental to our family or to our marriage.
Yeah.
So yun yung isa sa mga parang very clear kami doon from the very start. 'Di ba? Yung parang pangalawa na pag-usapan din namin is yung napansin namin every year meron kaming common milestones and goals that we both of us will work on.
Mm-hmm.
'Di ba? So parang secret, isa ba yun sa mga secret ingredients to making it work? I guess yes.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi 'di ba, nag-fail ang marriage or ang relationship kasi na-fall out eh. 'Di ba? So you have to think about what will not make you fall out, and to us, yun yung meron kaming common goal. So example is 'di ba yung nagsabay kaming umalis sa bahay namin, living in for the first time.
Yeah.
Establishing, you know, as a couple na mag-live in for the first time. That's a common goal. Mm-hmm. After nun, every year, saving up money so that we can have money to finance whatever travels we want to do together as a couple. Diba? Tapos, then we got married. So, preparing for the wedding. Diba? And then eventually, we bought properties in the Philippines and deciding on our property in the Philippines and then moving from one country to the other. Parati siyang meron kaming pinagtatrabaho ang kaming dalawa. And it helps us, it binds us together. Kaya 'di ba maraming family, normally kasi sa family yung mga straight couple may anak sila, 'di ba?
Yeah.
By default, yung children nila binds them together.
Hmm.
Pero for us kasi hindi naman karaniwan yung magkakaanak. So you have to think about what are those things that will bind you together? Ano yung mga adventures or goals you know, that you want to be doing together as a married couple?
So it's the milestones that actually keep us on track, keep us together, and make that ambition work year after year after year.
And it could be big, it could be small. Even yung mga bagay, Tony, na magpe-prepare kami for a Songkran festival. So, syempre, kailangan sexy ka dyan.
Costume.
Oo, diba? So, kakaringin namin dalawa. So, pareho kami, mag-gym kami, mag-workout kami, kailangan fit na fit kami, beach ready kami, diba? Yes. Tapos, pero get mo, diba? Parang it's those little things and big things, di ba, whether it be buying property, that, alam mo yun, na, kumbaga, parang pinagtatrabahoan nyo together, it binds you together, di ba? Walang naiiwan, true, kumbaga.
At saka swerte, kasi once you have, yun nga, when you work as a unit, madaling magdesisyon.
Correct.
You work as a unit. Walang yung, paano naman ako? Kasi kailangan lang yung magbibigay eh. Diba? Like what I mean it's pretty obvious na yung when love has to allow you to progress as well, yung the opportunity and all that, he's gonna be the most supportive ano husband na to follow kung ano man yung mangyari sa career niya and all that. Let's hold this for me for now kasi I need to be supportive with my husband and all that, which is so great, which is so beautiful. Now, it's not always bed of roses. I'm sure there are struggles and away and all. Ano yung mga common away nyo?
Away? Ano ba?
Actually, parang feeling ko hindi kayo nag-away eh.
I think ano, it's very common naman to.
May sagot ako dyan, mauna
ako. Mauna ako.
Ayan, mag-away na kayo.
Miguel loves to be spontaneous, but I am a planned person.
Doon kami magkaiba.
Pareho tayo.
Okay lang. Mag-gawin tayo sa weekend, ha? So, ito yung morning, ito yung tanghali, ito yung afternoon, ito yung evening. Tapos wala. Ayaw niyang, okay. Sige, ganyan lang. Tapos tatawin ko siya. So, ano plano natin sa Linggo? Wala. Ha? Ba't wala?
Hindi ako magplano. Di ba parang ganun na naman natin?
Which is, I think, yun yung, it's very petty, pero petty siya. Kumbaga, I've accepted already that Miguel is spontaneous about things in life. So, okay. So, ako lang magpa-plano for us.
Do you get irritated when love not being spontaneous?
Do you get irritated with him
not being spontaneous?
Na meaning sobrang structured and planado. Mas aminin natin between the two of us, parang siya yung mas mabilis ma-frustrate sa akin than ako sa kanya. Kasi hindi ako mabilis ma-frustrate, hindi ako mabilis in general. I don't know, do you agree?
Yes,
diba? siya yung mas may tendency maging masungit over things than me. Yeah, in general hindi ako ma-pick on
mahaba ang PC niya.
Mahaba ang pasensya ko.
Ako maikli.
Oo, maikli. Pero alam mo, and bakit ako ganon? And it's something I learned from my mom and my dad. It's a wisdom that I learned from my mom na tinuro niya sa akin. And you know what? Every time I meet couples, whatever couple they are, whether it be same sex or pag pinapa-attend ako ng mga bridal shower ng mga girlfriends ko, ang sinasabi ko talaga, I will quote my mommy Irene in this one, you have to be kindest to the person that you love most. Yun yung sinasabi niya. You have to be kindest. So what does it mean, di ba? Kumari tayo, Tony, di ba? Sa work, di ba? Mas maraming nakakainis sa work. Pero for some reason, dahil nasa professional environment ka, you're expected to demonstrate maturity. You're expected to be patient. Hindi ka pwedeng mag-snap ka agad. Di ba? Pag may ginawa yung direct report mo o yung mga tao mo na palpa, di ba? In a way, parang kailangan mong pigilan yung sarili mo. Hindi ka pwedeng mag-wild. Hindi mo sila pwedeng murahin. Di ba?
Yes.
Pero, ang karaniwan, ang mga tao, pag umuwi sa bahay, pag may nagawa ang asawa nila or ang partner or ang anak nila, parang mas mabilis mag-snap. Mas mabilis magalit. Diba? And ang katwiran is, bakit pa i-filter yung sarili ko? Eh, bahay ko na to. Tsaka tanggap mo dapat ako. I mean, kasi, diba? Diba parang, diba yun yung usual na thinking. Kabaliktaran yung natutunan ko sa mami ko. Ang sinasabi ng mami ko sa akin was, kung kaya mong maging pasensyoso, kung kaya mong maging mabait, 'di ba? Yung kung kaya mong magtimpi sa mga katrabaho mo, 'di ba? Dapat mas kaya mo sa taong mahal mo. Kasi sila yung mas importante. Sila yung dapat mas makikinabang sa patience mo, sa kindness mo, sa generosity mo, 'di ba? So in short, because of that values, parang sa akin, parang can I pick my battles?
I'm sure may difference ba kayo when you were boyfriend then and then you decided to become married. So, meron bang mga anyan? May mga struggles ba? Different ba yung struggles ng pagiging partner and then now being husband and husband?
Yung, siguro simulan natin sa ano yung pagkakapareho. Mm. Diba? Or siguro step back tayo. Kasi at least sa amin ni Win Love, nagsimula siya sa, to your point, na boyfriend muna. So meaning, kumbaga, boyfriends kami. Mm. And then after that, we decided to get married Pero sa totoo lang, even when we got married in 2015, wala naman siyang pakinabang from a legal standpoint. Like, wala naman talagang nagbago, diba? Kasi hindi man siya recognized, mm-hmm, diba? Sa Philippines at least. Pero what's different with us is naranasan din namin yung phase of being married where there is legal recognition. Kasi nasa US kami ngayon. Mm-hmm. Diba? At dito sa US, nire-recognize yung marriage namin. So para siyang three layers. Pero in all three layers, ang common kasi doon is yung foundation of love. Walang nagbago doon. Mm-hmm. Yung foundation of commitment, walang nagbago doon. So kung gaano ka namin kamahal ang isa't isa at kung gaano kami ka-committed, 10 years ago nung boyfriends kami, mm-hmm, to after 4 years nung nagpakasal kami, to today, nakasal pa rin kami pero sa US nirecognize, ganun pa rin if not mas lalong lumalim. Mm-hmm. Diba? Pero ano yung nagbago? Diba? Yung... So parang baka tanungin mo, Tony, wala naman pala nagbago, ganun pa rin yung love. Ba't pa kailangan magpakasal? Baka yun yung tinatag. Actually, yung mga kontra sa same-sex marriage, yun naman pala eh. Kaya yun naman pala may commitment. Bakit pag gustong pasukin yung marriage? Sa amin na yan. Pang straight na lang yan, di ba? Yan yung mga criticisms about it. And siguro, i-explain natin ano yung pagkakaiba, di ba? May pagkakaiba kasi, syempre, nung boyfriends kami, committed kami, mahal namin ang isa't isa. Pero walang formal public declaration of that love. And as human beings, important yun, di ba? Yung declaration of your choice, of your identity, that's important. Yun yung na-achieve namin when we decided to get married noong 2015. So, even if wala siyang legal recognition sa Pilipinas, tinatanong, bakit kayo pampapakasal? Gagastos kayo. Lumipad kayo, gumastos kayo, tapos wala naman palang legal effect. Pero kasi, ang difference on that is the ceremony. It's you declaring to the world, to the community, to your family, na, no, kasal kami. Mm-hmm. Diba? Now, and that's important. Diba, it's important yung may declaration and at the same time may recognition ng mga taong mahal mo. Yung pangatlo is, pero walang legal recognition eh, diba? Na yun yung nakikita namin at nararanasan namin ngayon dito sa US. Alam mo ba, ito, mga anecdotal kwento na to, pero kami ni Winlove, nung wala pa kami sa US, nilook forward namin yung experience pag-landing sa airport at haharap ka sa immigration sa US. Nilook forward namin yun. Diba, a lot of people are so tensed with the idea of facing the immigration officer. Diba? Nakaka-stress, diba? Baka ma-deport ka or whatever. Diba? Alam mo, anything can happen in immigration. Pero kami ni Winlove, excited kami. Nilook forward namin yung haharap kami sa immigration at sa customs officer. Alam mo kung bakit? Dahil when you do that step, you do that as a family. Diba normally pagpupunta ka sa immigration, isa-isa.
Yeah.
Except if you're a family.
Mm.
So pagdating sa US, ina-exercise namin yung karapatan namin to face a government official that actually recognizes us as a family. Yun yung doon kami na-excite. Kaya pagdating sa immigration officer, sa customs officer, tatanungin kami, why are you together? Siyempre, naman kami magkamukha. Diba? So, are you brothers? Diba? So parang, kasi the only reason kaya kami magkatabi is kasi family. So, ang tanong is, are you brothers? And then nasagit namin, no, we're married. Oh, wow, congratulations. Welcome to the US. Diba? So, that says a lot. There's that recognition. There's a legitimate government or institution that actually recognizes us as a married couple, diba? That's number one. Number two, buti na lang nagpakasal kami noong 2015 sa Las Vegas kasi we were issued the marriage certificate in the US. Hmm. Syempre, nung nagpakasal kami noong 2015, hindi ko naman alam back then na by 2021, the company that I'm working for will give me an opportunity to work in the US eh.
Hmm.
Diba? Pero nung binigay sa akin ng company opportunity to work in the US, I said yes. Kasi alam ko, madadala ko si Winlove under a dependent spouse visa.
Yeah.
So kung hindi kami nagpakasal noong 2015, wala siya ngayon dito. Diba? So meaning either baka hindi ako natuloy sa US kasi mag-isa akong pupunta dito. Diba? So yun yun. So ngayon, dala ko siya. Diba? So that recognition allowed me to pursue my career while still being together with my spouse, di ba? with my partner. So yun yung isa sa mga, you know, sa isa sa mga pakinabang, di ba? And outside of us, di pa naman namin nararanasan, pero di ba, at the end of the day, if something happens to me or to him, di ba, kung kasal kami,
we have a say
on, di ba?
Exactly.
Di ba, we have a say on whether it be hospitalization or deciding on, you know, emergency.
Everything.
Diba? Dito sa US, siya yung emergency ko. Ako ang emergency niya, di ba?
Which
case. Yan nga. Pero yeah, struggles of being married, wala.
Wala. Kasi ano, masyado nyo nang pagkakilala yung isa't isa eh, no?
I think dahil parehas rin kami ng wavelength, Tony, because I think in terms of personality, we can complement each other.
Yeah.
Parehas kami ng goals, parehas kami ng mga ambisyon sa buhay. So I think in terms of personalities, almost parehas and we complement each other. So hindi tensed. And okay. I think if you are going into a relationship, talaga ba? Toxic? Diba? Siyempre, yun na yung mga least things na kailangan mo ng dapat ialis sa buhay mo. So what you really have to look forward to is someone that you will be relaxed in that relationship.
Or siguro yung struggles is, siguro the way I will answer it, Tony, is yung struggles, hindi siya dahil kasal kami. For me, the struggles would be the same struggles that Winlove and I will encounter whether or not we're married, diba? From a foundational standpoint. Diba? Kasi parang hindi naman kami mag-aaway dahil kasal kami. Kasi kahit naman kami kasal, mag-aaway pa rin kami. Gets mo?
Yeah.
Diba? I don't know kung nag-a-apply ba yung... Siguro ang different story is, syempre, dahil kasal na kayo ngayon, hindi ka na pwedeng lumande. Pero ganun pa rin naman kahit na boyfriend kayo, di ba?
Boyfriend kayo, hindi ka pwedeng
loyal. So parang, kaya hindi ko alam. Parang feeling ko wala naman dahil kasal. Oo.
Okay, so what's next for the two of you? Do you want to adopt? Napag-uusapan niyo na ba yung pagiging parent?
Many people actually have asked us if we will be adopting, what will be the next step for your married life. I think many things have been considered in terms of looking at that aspect or milestone for that matter. Adoption is a good idea. However, we have considered many things. Number one, our age. I am 40, he's 37. And we believe it might be too late for us to have you know, a mini Winlove and a mini Miguel soon. 40 years ang age gap. Diba? Tapos with all the college, so plus 20 pa, diba? So ilan taon na kami noon? 60. So practicality, I think hindi na siya ganun ka-practical. Mm-hmm. Number two, I think in terms of the society, wherein we will be raising the kid. Given the fact, for example, bumalik na rin kami sa Pilipinas, the best schools in the Philippines would be
Catholic schools.
And definitely, we want to enroll our kids in the Catholic school. Looking at the possibility wherein, so paano ang declaration ng parents or guardians doon sa records ng bata? Diba para ang hirap no, na dalawang lalaki ang i-declare mo, haharap ka sa mga madre or pare na nandun sa registrar's office. And you know, we are so afraid and unprepared to have that reception. Because at the end of the day,
baka hindi natin kayanin yung anak na namin yung makakaranas ng ganong
true.
Yeah, I mean, with all due respect dun sa mga couples who have decided to
go to that route.
Sobrang bilib ako sa kanila.
Correct.
Pero parang it's just so complex.
Correct. So sa amin, very complex yun.
Parang it's just so complex. Parang feel ko hindi pa handa. Kawaw na. Like, kung anak ko yon, parang hindi ko kaya na, alam mo yon, I don't know.
Enough na yung discrimination na feel namin in our lifetime. Yeah. But I think, for our kids, I think, we let it go.
Unless magbago ang legal landscape sa Philippines, alam mo yon. Like, I don't know, like, imaginein mo, kumbaga pagdating sa Philippines, diba, only one of us can become the legal parent, if I'm not mistaken. Kasi, ang birth certificate sa atin, or ang parental certificate sa atin only limits it to one father and one mother. So it means one of us is not going to be a parent of that child legally. I don't know, like parang I don't wanna, and again, it's our personal ano lang naman to, di ba? Na parang, it's just so hard and it's just so hard, complicated. Yeah. Na parang, siguro parang, ayun nga, unless magbago yung landscape.
Yeah.
Diba?
Meron akong ano, pets. You don't like to have pets? Like dog?
Well, actually, since we moved here in the US, Miguel has been infatuated with dogs. So, naiingit siya sa mga ano, sa mga taong may mga dog. Ganyan. Tapos paparinig siya sa akin. Gusto mo ng dog?
Kasi dito sa US, di ba uso yan? Parang lahat may... May puppies, may dogs. So, some cute-cute nga naman nila. So, parang, diba?
Oy, pero pag-usapan niyo na maigi, ah. Kasi sa America, especially dyan sa US, even here in the UK, yung pagkukuha ng dog was a lot of contemplation from couple kasi buhay siya, eh.
Seryoso siya.
Buhay siya. Seryoso siya. Kaya hindi na... Kaya nga yung mga... Naalala ko yung pamangkin ko magda-dog sila. Sabi ko, I just want to remind you yung dog is not fashion accessories.
True.
Sa Pilipinas, na nilakad ka kasi may dog ka, you're cool.
True.
It's not like that. Either ganyan or bantay. Diba? Sa Pilipinas, diba? Bantay sa gate.
Not kasi cage mo lang. Sabi ka, just want to let you know.
Anak talaga siya.
Anak talaga siya kasi alagaan mo. Yung iba nga, pag mag-holiday, they need to find a foster parent, a dog.
Totoo.
Or sa cat. So, it's a big ano, ha? Pag-isipan niyo din yun. Pero, sana makapunta muna ako sa bahay niyo bago kayo mag-dog kasi I'm petrified of dog.
Of course.
Ako sa kasi sa dog.
At takot ka.
Hinihimatay na ako sa dog.
Oh my God.
Nako.
No, worry na.
Wala pa naman.
wala.
Hindi, okay lang yan. Mag, kung pag gusto nyo, go for it. Sige, kaya si Andy, buti na lang si Andy ayaw din niya ng dog. So, kaya wala kami. Tsaka parents. Anyway, right. Since it's your 6th wedding anniversary, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Parang i-revive na lang natin yung ano, yung marriage vow nyo kung sa ulo nyo pa or if you wanted to give something new to each other. So what would be your anniversary wedding vow when love to ano? You can cry, it's fine.
I think ano, live pa yung ano, yung kasal namin dun sa Chapel of the Flower.
And because of your anniversary, by the way, tinamin yung t-shirt ko. Love.
Love.
For the two of you.
Mga masa team.
Thank you. For me, Tony, I think I will just revisit the vows that I have made for Miguel that time. And I think what stood out during my declaration of love during that September 19 of 2015 is that I committed to Miguel that I will be forever sexy for him.
Oo, nabigyan niya siyang declaration.
Because I think being a fitness enthusiast, alam ko yung importance ng health sa isang tao. And as much as possible, I want to show to him that I will be fit and healthy for him. And I hope that would inspire him.
Kasi tumataba ako, friend.
Bakit?
Nakakaloka.
Ang dying burger.
Alam mo naman ang pagkain
na nakin-serving sa US.
Correct.
Oo.
I think yun yung akmang-akma ngayon. Na being the busy Miguel that he is right now, I think that vow is actually a constant reminder of myself to him that I need to inspire him every now and then to empower him to go to the gym.
Yeah.
It might be petty, but I think it will be beneficial for him as well because I know with a balanced mind, with a balanced physical activities and a healthy diet will make him a better person sooner or later. Yeah. And I think napatunayan na namin yan when we were in Bangkok. Oh, right? Because we were actually at our fitness during that time.
Oh, nice.
So yun lang, nothing so dramatic, Tony, but I think the message that I can give to Miguel right now as a anniversary message is, Boyfie, I might be counting years for the past years of you being my Mr. Chavez Naranjilia, but I will be forever grateful to God that if I will continue to count the years more and more with you by my side.
Ayan. Oh, sweet.
Salamat, Tony. Ayoko nang umiyak.
Umiyak. What about you, Ashton Miguel?
Hindi, sa akin naman, siguro I'll...
Ikaw yung iiyak.
Hindi ako iiyak. Hindi ako iiyak. Hindi. No, I'd like to use this opportunity to thank you. Alam mo yun, sinabi ko naman kanina na I feel that I'm very lucky and I'm very blessed to have you. And totoo yun. And kaya thankful ako. Thank you for choosing to be with me. Thank you for choosing to be by my side. Kung saan man yan, di ba? And, you know, thank you for fulfilling my dream, di ba? So just so you know, kasi medyo hopeless romantic ako. So I've always believed ever since bata ako that love is out there. And, you know, you being here by my side, you know, 6 years from the time we got married and 10 years since I met you, is a fulfillment of a dream, di ba? But more than the dream of, you know, yung nakakakilig, I'm so thankful kasi I have a life partner who chooses to be with me. So salamat doon. Yung vow ko lang is you can always count on me, boyfie, na hindi kita iiwan, hindi kita pababayaan. I will always be here as your best friend. You can count on me to make decisions that will be best for both you and I. Diba? So ayun, I'm looking forward to just counting many more countless years with you. Hopefully, see, God will bless us with many more years and healthy years para at least mas ma-enjoy natin at mas ma-explore pa natin ang world together, 'di ba? So yun lang naman, yun lang yung sa akin. So nothing majorly dramatic. By the way, sa wedding vow namin, sinabi ko talaga, Tony, I will not promise to be forever fit and sexy. Kasi alam ko at some point may hirapan akong ma-achieve yan. So hindi ko pinangako yan.
Buti na lang mo ko si Pungilin.
But sabi ko, but I promise to forever be fabulous.
Yes.
In whatever form that may be.
Yeah.
Diba?
Grabe ba sa pagka-open cross?
So naalala ko ang kuhan ng vina ko kasi alam ko ang kaya kong i-fulfill at hindi. Kaya kong maging fabulous. Alam mo yan. Diba?
I suddenly na-miss ko tuloy yung ano, chandelier na crown.
Diba?
Grabe. Uy, naughty questions. Active pa ang sex life niyo?
Sagot.
Sa amin na lang yan.
Anyway, I know this is forthcoming, especially this is probably somehow a very sensitive issue from few people and all that. This is your time to, you know, to give a message to people who regarding, you know, same-sex marriage. What's this all about? You have the floor. You can say whatever you want to say.
Yeah. Kamauna ka. O sige, ako na daw. O sige. No, yung sa akin naman is, you know, I would invite people to hear us out. I would like to invite people to engage in a conversation for, you know, I would, you know, to engage in a conversation. Get to know us, di ba? Pakinggan yung stories namin. Minsan kasi yung mga tao who are strongly opposing, to same-sex marriages, what I've learned is a lot of them are opposing it in concept, in theory. Diba? Kasi parang it's based on a certain teaching or values that were imparted to them. And there's nothing wrong about that. Like, let's face it, lahat naman tayo, we all have our biases, we all have our values. And these things were instilled on us because of experiences, because of how we were raised. Diba? Pero, kadalasan, nahihinto siya sa konsepto at sa teorya. Oy, mali yan. Hindi yan ang normal. Diba? Yan yung usual na sinasabi. Hindi yan pangkaraniwan. Diba? Pero teorya siya at konsepto siya. And so I would like to invite these people to actually hear out real stories of people who are actually in love with each other. And for them to actually see that they're actually just like any other normal couple, diba, who's seeking for acceptance, for recognition, diba? Pag nagkaroon na kasi ng mukha at mas naiintindihan mo yung story, naniniwala kasi ako na sa empathy, and then people will start to open up. And kaya nagpapasalamat kami, Tony, kasi you chose us to be your guests. And normally we would be private people, but what made us decide to share our story is hopefully may baka may makarinig na wala masyadong nakikitang yung walang kilalang tao na same sex na alam niya nakasal, di ba? Na hopefully by hearing our stories, makita nila na parang they're humans, right? They're people, right? They're people who are in love. And so why do we need to deprive it from them? Diba? So hear stories, get to know people, and you know, have an open mind. Hopefully by hearing more stories, magkaroon ng compassion and ng empathy para mas maging bukas ang mga isip. So yun yung number one, diba? Hear out stories, and hopefully it gains compassion, empathy, and more understanding for other people. The second is, if at the end of the day, even after hearing stories, even after, after listening, and you still disagree with it, siguro masasabi ko lang is, okay, thank you for hearing us out. We respect your opinion, di ba, if that is how you feel. So, respeto lang. Ganun talaga. Diba? Kumbaga, it will reach a point where probably we will need to agree to disagree. Pero yung request ko lang is, while we're not gonna be forcing you to change your opinion, sana don't do efforts to take away the opportunity and the right for us to achieve what we want to achieve. Kasi nagmamahalan lang din naman kami. Kumbaga, kung hindi ka talaga agree at hindi ka naniniwala sa same-sex marriage, then don't marry a same-sex person. Diba? Huwag ka magpakasal sa same-sex. No one is forcing you to do that. But please, diba, yung ask lang namin is, please don't go out of your way to, alam mo yun, para ma-prevent yung opportunity for us. Diba? Ma-prevent yung mga conversations, be it, you know, in legislature or whatever, para naman mabigyan kami ng pagkakataon at ng opportunity na makuha namin yung para sa amin ay feeling namin tama para sa amin. Kasi iniisip ko, sa pagpapakasal ba namin, kunwari ni Win Love, di ba? Even if you disagree with what we have, did it in any way harm anyone? Wala naman, di ba? Wala namang naapakan na ibang tao. Wala namang naghirap. Wala namang, diba, wala namang, I don't nadehado. Know, walang nadehado. So, why would you go out of your way to prevent other people from achieving the full potential of their love when these other couples, if ma-achieve nila yung love nila, yung full potential ng love nila, eh, hindi ka naman maaapakan. Diba? Hindi ka naman, yun. So, yun lang. Siguro dun lang ako nagsa-struggle. Yung bang, you know, yung, so yun, so please don't be a barrier if hindi ka naman maapakan, if hindi ka naman, you know, hindi ka naman madedehado. Yun lang yung humble, yun lang yung humble ask. Diba? Mm.
And for me, Tony, I would just echo Miguel's point of view on that one. And what I am very grateful is your platform making this as a tool of our visibility. Because I think with this kinds of visibility make us somehow a norm, bringing that normalcy that we are just regular couples who want to be happy, who want to have our lives and fulfill our own dreams as well. Be happy with our friends, with our families, and making a dent of change in our work, in our society. And we believe that for the past 10 years that we have been together, we have given good changes in the little communities of friends or families of work that we have done. In the Ashtonites, they're very, very confident that some of the representatives there are part of the LGBT community. And I think we've been doing this good changes or impacting positive changes for the community. And yun lang naman yung, I think, little contributions that we can do. And I hope people can give us that, you know, avenue of happiness and fulfillment. As Miguel has mentioned, wala naman kaming nadedehado mga tao.
Oo, so sana ibigay natin sa mga LGBTQ plus
brothers
and sisters natin yung full potential of recognition of, you know, of love. I don't know, like, you, I don't know, Tony, meron ba tayong nakapakan? Kung magpapakan, diba parang wala naman?
Ano ba?
Sinong tutoal sa kasal na to?
Diba, and even nga yung, diba, because I know some people are refusing it illogically.
Mm.
And sige, sabihin na nga natin, ito, pinag-usapan din natin to kanina, Tony, during the briefing.
Mm.
I guess some people are against it because I guess it's, sabihin na natin from a religious point of view, kasalanan daw.
Mm-hmm.
But, Tony, at the end of the day, kung kasalanan man to, edi kami yung nagkasala.
Yeah.
Diba? So kami yung nagkasala. Diba? Kami yung nagpakasal eh. So, kami yung nagkasala, hindi naman ikaw.
Mm.
So, diba?
And sabi ko nga kanina, pare-pareho naman tayo nagkasala.
Oo, diba?
It's just that iba yung kasalanan nila sa kasalanan mo. So, all fair square. So, bakit kailangan nating adlangan yung mga ganitong bagay na not just, hindi lang, iba yung kasi yung sabihin mo nagpapasaya lang eh. Parang for me, mababaw yung magpapasaya lang.
Hmm.
Kasi anything can make you happy. But there is a certain fulfillment that none of these people can understand.
Yeah.
Kasi hindi ko rin naman maiintindihan kung ba't nagpakasal yung mom and dad ko, o hindi ko rin naman maiintindihan kung ba't nagpakasal yung kapatid ko. The same way, hindi mo rin naiintindihan kung bakit kayo nagpakasal. Kasi kayo lang yun eh. And I think with that, dapat people should give that to you. People should give that to couple who wanted to get married. Regardless kung babae at lalaki ba yan, lalaki at lalaki, babae. Everything should be just fair and square.
Correct.
Unfair na nga yung life eh, tapos gagamitin mo pa fair yung sa para sa iba, ano ba? 'Di ba? Parang let's just be fair and you know, let's just be kind. And if you cannot find if you can't just find the understanding or the kindness, at least just be human, you know?
Just be human. Parang huwag ka nang umeffort to go out of your way to prevent two people from achieving what they think will make them happy. And I don't know, like it's anyways a manifestation of love. So I just struggled. By the way, I just want to qualify kasi ginamit ko example kanina yung context kunwari ng religion na sabihin na natin in some people's point of view, it's the same as kami magkakasala. But ako personally, I don't see this as a sin. I just want to also articulate that I actually feel that this is God's gift.
Yeah. Yeah.
Diba? Yun. Kasi ako naniniwala din ako sa tinatawag na conscience.
Yeah.
Conscience, God's gift. Diba?
Yeah.
And so yun. So parang, I don't know, like, I feel that, and again, this is my personal faith. Pag dumating yung time na haharap ako sa aking God, tatanungin, feeling ko papapasukin naman niya ako. Parang, di ba, parang, I don't know, like, feeling ko papasukin ako ni God kasi sabi naman ni God na parang, I think God will look at, you know, na parang, the, anong tawag dito, yung, you know, the love that I've lived while I was living.
Exactly.
Diba? Parang feeling ko yun yung at the end of the day and I've been faithful to Him anyways. Mm. I've tried to live a, you know, a good life. And feeling ko yun yung makikita niya.
Yeah.
So parang hindi na ako affected in short
sa mga sinasabi ng iba. No.
Na nagsasabi ng iba na parang makasalanan or
I don't subscribe on that theory na ganito ganyan. Parang feeling ko I mean the heck it's my life, you know. You do you, I do me. Parang ganon.
Actually parang Tony kung sabihin na nga natin ganon, 'di ba? Parang feeling ko pagdating sa I did tell this to someone. Pagdating sa pintuan ng langit, kunwari, tapos na dalawa, may ako at may isang tao na talagang ang ginawa lang niya, in-effort niya is to make the lives of the LGBTQ plus people miserable. Tatanong is, I don't know, between the two of us, sinong papapasukin sa pintuan ng langit? I don't know. Sino sa palagay mo, di ba? Someone who, you know, someone who may be a homosexual but has only lived
impacted good.
Has impacted good to others, yeah, and has tried to live a life full of love, giving love and inspiring love. Bakla nga lang, di ba? Or someone na, alam mo yon na, you know, na yun nga, naniniwala sa ganon, pero talaga namang umeffort para gawing miserable, that even caused some of our LGBTQ plus people to commit suicide.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, di ba? So I don't know kung sino ang papapasukin sa pintuan ng langit kung ganun nga mangyayari.
Alam mo, may cute story ako. I remember nung nasa Philippines pa ako, meron akong boyfriend. Simbahan namin pinupuntahan namin yung EDSA shrine during that time. Ang parish priest then was Sock Villegas. So anong one siguro para nakikita niya na kami na lagi kami nagsisimba and all, nakakapagtingin na kami, so we decided to meet him. Tapos inintroduce namin na we're partners kanyan, tapos pinapasok niya kami, tapos blines niya kami, tapos ang sabi niya, hindi ko naman sasabihin sa inyo na maghiwalay kayo kasi kahit naman sabihin ko yon, paglabas niyo dito, hindi kayo maghihiwalay. So I'm not gonna say that to you. But all I wanted you to do is love each other, compliment each other, and parang sinabi niya na just shine as a couple. And with that, I just wanted to say, continue to shine as husband and husband.
Thank you.
Happy anniversary, and thank you for agreeing to this one. Akala ko nga sabi, pero hindi ako nawala ng pag-asa. Sabi ko, I'm just gonna let Ashton and Miguel kasi hindi siya pwedeng istorbohin kasi magsasettle pa siya. And I'm sure pag magsasettle na siya, pinagdasal ko to, sabi ko, Father God. Gawin mo to ng paraan. So, it happened. And thank you very much. And yeah, happy anniversary. And more
to come.
Thank you, Tony.
And just so you know, Tony, I know I've been very busy, pero talagang napag-usapan na namin to ni Winlove even the first time you messaged me. And talagang, nung nag-yes ako, talagang go to. Talagang nakakommit to. And kami din dapat magpasalamat for giving us the platform. Hopefully it was worth the wait. That's number one.
Oh my goodness me. More than worth the wait. Like, sobra. More than worth the wait.
Talaga. Hopefully may ma-inspire tayo.
Yeah.
Hopefully may ma-inspire tayo.
Okay, thank you very much. Like, super thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Tony. We appreciate this.
Yeah.
Sobra.
Okay, love, love, love.
Love, love, love.
When we put our differences aside and we come together as a human race, we win. Love wins every time. If you cannot find love and compassion for other people, for their choices of life, at least give them some respect. Let them live as the way they wanted to live. Do not box them in what the world dictates. To Ashton Miguel and Winlove, Happy wedding anniversary, and I hope you will have the most beautiful married life that you've ever wished for. Well, another episode has ended, everybody, and thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting my podcast. My podcast is streaming on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, and any other podcast platforms that you can think of. And yes, please do not forget to follow my podcast. Hit that follow button. And yes, till next time, everybody. This is Tony again reminding each and every one of you that we are all beautiful like every colors of the rainbow. Till next time, everybody. God bless. Bye. Mwah. Bye.